from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre.
I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announcing that he'll be gone once a new party leader is selected. Trudeau met with Governor General Mary Simon this morning, where he was granted a request for Parliament to be prorogued until March 24th.
This country deserves a real choice in the next election, and it has become clear to me that if I'm having to fight internal battles, I cannot be the best option in that election.
Trudeau has been Liberal leader since 2013 and Prime Minister since 2015. The House of Commons was set to resume January 27th amid the threat of impending opposition party non-confidence motions. Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus calls Trudeau's announcement a huge moment in Canadian political history. The New Democrat notes that it comes exactly 2 weeks from the inauguration of U.S. President Donald Trump, who has already made unprecedented threats.
I was really hoping that we would be able to show a strong vision and determination to stand up to the thuggery, but with the continual infighting in the Liberal Party, this has clearly become impossible.
Angus adds that the fallout from Trudeau's resignation will be encouragement for Trump to be more aggressive with Canada. Movie history goes hand in hand with Timmins history. The first talking film to be shown in Timmins was in 1929 at the Goldfields Theater. Local historian Karen Bachman says Words and Music starred John Wayne, going then by the name Duke Morrison.
And the other big thing for the Goldfields that year was, aside from putting in all of that expensive equipment for talkies, was actually installing bathrooms. So there was a male bathroom and a female bathroom, and everybody was happy.
Ongoing thanks to Karen Bachman for her essential cooperation with our local history feature every week. In Country 93.1 Sports, when the Iroquois Falls Storm begin the next half of the NOJHL season Thursday night at home against Hearst, it will be a different coaching staff on the bench. Team owner Tom Nicolau has fired head coach Tyler Prochuk and GM Paul Gaudette. He notes that the team only has 11 wins so far and has only once beaten a team over 500.
When you're last on the power play in the league, 12th with 11%, and there's been no improvement there, something had to change. And you can't fire 25 hockey players.
Interim coach and general manager the rest of the season is local hockey product Jamie Bernier, who helped coach the Cochrane Crunch 7 years ago. He's joined by assistant coach Jared Dupuis, a former Blind River player. Remaining on the staff is Alex Brisson.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.